I'm Josie Purcell from Cornwall Enterprising Women, and we're holding our latest networking get-together all about corporate social responsibility. We're joined by Manda Brookman from Coast and Heather Forster, who used to run the corporate social responsibility for The Body Shop, and Sarah Trethewen from Track Services, who will be talking about her experience and how it's benefited the business. And the whole point of today's get-together is to find out how corporate social responsibility can play a really big part in your business and how it can actually help to improve and benefit your business.
The way that the world is presented to us is that there is a huge circle.
So Cornwall Enterprising Women's talking about the benefits of corporate social responsibility. And Manda Brookman of the Cornwall Sustainable Tourism Project has been giving a presentation about it. Just to explain, Manda, how would you define corporate social responsibility, first of all?
Well, I think actually one of the delegates this morning said it's about not putting your business in front of or above its impact on the community and the environment. And we've talked about the fact that any sort of business activity needs to have a healthy social fabric to operate in, and then underneath that, a really healthy environment. And we've been talking about the fact that CSR, or corporate social responsibility, isn't just a way of legitimising poor social and environmental activities with a sort of bolt-on greenwash, flash-in-the-pan activity or promotion. It's more about understanding that your business will have an impact, and it's ensuring that all the impacts it does have are positive for the local economy, for the local community, and for the environment, locally and globally, in actual fact.
Actually, Track Services, we're a company, we're based in this building.
Sarah Trethewen of Track Services has just given a presentation on how Track employs social responsibility. Sarah, just explain, what does Track do to make sure CSR is at the heart of what the business does?
Corporate social responsibility has always been a really important aspect of what we do at Track, and it's not just about giving money, it's about really getting everybody within the organisation committed to the concept of helping the community within which we work. We're in one of an area of great deprivation, and so anything that we can do to actually add back to our community is really important. So yes, we do make financial donations, but it's about creating opportunities for people to go out and see the sorts of projects that our money has helped, to actually physically provide some support for those projects by doing activities there. We give people the opportunity to give blood. We are always taking any opportunity we can to make cakes and sell them, to raise money for things. It's just generally created that ethos where people look for opportunities to help people, and that's what it's about, really.
Again, both Rob and I, when we opened the stores down in Truro, we worked a lot with Friends of the Earth.
Heather Forster, business coach at Outset Cornwall and former head of environment and community projects for The Body Shop International and a franchisee for its Truro and Penzance stores, has been talking about her life working on corporate social responsibility, particularly in conjunction with Anita Roddick and Body Shop. Just tell me about some of your memories about how Anita worked with CSR.
Oh my goodness, it's a job to know where to start. And we were very fortunate that we joined Body Shop at a time when the environmental movement was just growing, really. I was lucky enough to have a degree in environmental science, so had some knowledge. And we were invited to establish the environmental community projects back in 1988 and worked with Anita and Gordon to create an environmental policy that would run throughout the entire company, from concept of product and ingredient right the way through to waste disposal and water treatment, recycling, across the board.
And she was really on top of everything. She sent out messages to shops saying, we need something done on this, get something done, didn't she?
Yeah, I mean, the subject matter, I've just gone through a range of subjects with women. Obviously, the one that everybody knew about was against animal testing. But there were, of course, numerous other subjects that we were involved in. Everything from building a playground in Easter House in Glasgow with the local community there, right the way through to when Ceausescu's regime collapsed in Romania, we set up a charity which is now called Children on the Edge, working with disadvantaged children all over the world. All the environmental campaigning, Amnesty International, it was endless. The stories are endless.
I learnt to incorporate, so just keep going from the heart. learned lots of things, but the biggest thing for me today was being with like-minded people. I'm feeling, you know, not alone in this, that there's a whole network out there of people supporting a common ideal.
I've just been reminded that I'm actually in charge, and I feel really empowered by that.